Well, clashes are raging on between Lebanese troops and the Takfiri insurgents for a third day in a row near the Syrian border. A Lebanese military source says the fighting in Arsal has killed at least 16 soldiers and dozens of militants. The army also says that 22 soldiers were missing and 86 have been wounded in the fighting. The insurgents are said to have infiltrated into Lebanon from Syria's Kalamoun region. Earlier, Lebanese security forces arrested a man on suspected links to the insurgency in Syria, but a Lebanese army general says the unrest in Arsal is not linked to the arrest. Hezbollah on Sunday reaffirmed its support for the Lebanese army's operation against the militants. Our correspondent Ali Risk has been following this story closely, and he joins us right now. Well, Ali, this is significant, not only in terms of the fact that it's continuing, but what I found the Lebanese army general to have said. We were under the impression that this unrest was linked to the arrest of this the person that was arrested. That was supposed to be, I guess, a major person or of the ISIL. But it turns out it's not linked, according to this Lebanese army general. So what is the situation? Why has there been this offensive then occurring from the ISIL into Lebanon?
Well, just before I answer that question, I was in Arsal arriving just about 2 hours ago when the bombing is ongoing in Arsal. The confrontations are continuing. The army has taken back about 90% of what was earlier seized by these militants, who are predominantly ISIL militants. So the army indeed has made a lot of achievements over the past 24 hours in retaking what the ISIL militants and other Takfiris had seized. The army also expanded its operations and also enjoys a lot of support from the local population over there, people who we met with expressing their utmost support for the mission which is being carried out by the Lebanese military. Now, in answering your question, why this pre-planned offensive by these militants, and I also have to emphasize, it's very important to note here that this is ISIL predominantly versus Lebanese army, not al-Nusra versus the army, but although we do have some al-Nusra elements, it's predominantly ISIL versus the Lebanese army. And the importance of this lies in the fact that it could very well be an extension of what is taking place in Iraq, because in Iraq we also have ISIL, which is fighting the Iraqi army. Here in Lebanon, it's ISIL versus the Lebanese army, which leads one to conclude that there very well might be a connection between the ISIL groups or militiamen who are carrying out these missions. And, you know, it just so happens that the ISIL is attacking Kurdish areas at this very same time. So it does lead one to suspect that there's a high probability of an overall plot for this terrorist group, which encompasses not just Iraq, but also Lebanon, in addition to Syria. But contrary to the situation in Iraq, the Lebanese army has made a lot of inroads. There is no sympathy for these groups like in Iraq, where we've heard that there might be some local sympathy. There might be members of the former Ba'ath regime who are helping them militarily. In Lebanon, that's not the case. You don't have Ba'ath regime. You don't have military expertise like the Ba'ath remnants have in Iraq to help the ISIL, which contributes to the Lebanese army in its mission. Also, I think what we have to mention is that Hezbollah has vowed, more than one Hezbollah official has said, that we will carry out our responsibility, and one Hezbollah official saying we will not leave the Lebanese army alone, I think, which is a very important statement, meaning that if required, Hezbollah itself could also get involved. One last point I'd like to mention is that Premier Tamam Salam also today, after a Lebanese cabinet meeting, saying that the Lebanese army enjoys full political cover from all Lebanese political components. So I think in general, we can say that Lebanon has achieved a big upper hand on this third day of its confrontations against the ISIL terrorists and other Takfiris.
Thank you very much for that. Ali Wester, correspondent from Beirut, with an update on that.